Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Everyday Miracles, the show where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. Thanks so much for tuning in this Thursday evening, I guess, or afternoon if you're on the West Coast. I'm your host, Candace McClain, and I'm honored to have an extraordinary man with us today who has really launched the spiritual awakening of so many people around the world through his powerful Celestine series of books. And of course, I'm talking about James Redfield. His Celestine series has been passed down from reader to reader and from friend to friend for nearly 20 years now. In fact, my sister passed her copy of the Celestine Prophecy to me, oh gosh, way back when, and I've since passed it on to others. And this is one of those timeless books or series of books that you can do this with. Now, if you're a fan of the Celestine series of books and of James Redfield, please feel free to send in a question or comment during the show. You can go right to www.transformationtalkradio.com. And on the homepage, if you scroll down just a little bit there on the left, you'll see the instant feedback form. So please feel free to send us a message or a question, and we'd love to read them on the air. Now, millions upon millions have embraced the spiritual insights revealed in this series of books. Back in 1995 and 1996, The Celestine Prophecy was the number one American book in the world, and it was the number one international bestseller of 1996. And add to that, it spent over 3 years on the New York Times bestsellers list. And then James went on and continued the story with the sequels, The 10th Insight, Holding the Vision, and The Secret of Shambhala, In Search of the 11th Insight. And this series has helped the world to open to the intense power of synchronicity and spiritual purpose. And if you weren't aware, James also co-wrote and co-produced the film version of The Celestine Prophecy. So if you haven't had a chance to catch that movie, please go rent it or buy it. Now, at this time, it's a very interesting time that he's written this book, a time when political corruption and financial instability are growing, and even the global religious tensions are threatening to enter a nuclear phase. And James has built upon his earlier insights, launching this spiritual adventure that will transform all who take this journey. And his long-awaited new novel in the beloved Celestine series was released just 2 days ago. Just 2 days ago. It's called The 12th Insight, The Hour of Decision. Now, I can tell you that I'm a fan of the Celestine books, and you will not be disappointed with this. If you've read the last ones, you will love this one. And just to give you a little sneak peek into The 12th Insight, we again follow our hero and his close friend, Will. They've just received a portion of another ancient and mysterious manuscript that describes a secret approach to spirituality that is silently arriving in the second decade of the 21st century. But the manuscript is only available in pieces, in fragments. And so that begins the whole journey. And to understand its full meaning for mankind, our hero and Will begin an urgent search to find the message in its entirety. As they embrace the power of synchronicity and begin their search, they're confronted by powerful political forces and religious extremists that stand in the way of these spiritual revelations. And James uses what he calls the parable effect, which I think is just so very effective, to explore the similarities and the differences that exist among the world religions, revealing the essential messages contained within them that can energize our experience of spirituality and produce a new wave of integrity and reform that can transform our lives and our world. This is an amazing, amazing book, and a timely one at that. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
I was kind of worried there. I had some technical difficulties before I came on. I was thinking, what kind of synchronistic event is that?
Well, you know, you just tune in and see what happens.
That's right. You know, James, the world has been waiting for this book, and there's been so much excitement surrounding the launch of it. And I know for me, as soon as I read even just the first few pages, it kind of felt like being with an old friend again, you know, back into another wonderful adventure with our hero and Will. And so after all this time, because I think it's been, what, about 12 years since the last book? Has it been that long?
Maybe a little less than that, but it's been
okay.
A while. People ask me,
it's
you know, why
been
you,
quite a while.
Yeah, why haven't you read it, written another book? And what I always say is that, you know, I'm not making this stuff up, you know, and
yeah.
I really felt like there was a 12th insight emerging. So these insights that I'm talking about in the books are really real steps in consciousness out there. And you know, it took a while to really be sure of what is happening. But I think if you look at all the calls to return to integrity out there, if you see what, you know, people are doing spontaneously in the Middle East and Egypt, you know, that's just some of the evidence for this next step in spiritual clarity that I believe we're having.
So for you, this just seemed like the right time based on what was going on in the world. This was the right time for this book.
That's right. And it's, you know, it's about taking all the spiritual knowledge that we've built up over the last decade or two and really begin to put it to direct use in our daily lives. So, you know, it's probably the last insight, because it's about integration of all this knowledge, about the, you know, from the, you know, all the ancient prophecies to, you know, all the recent, you know, talk about laws of attraction and, mm-hmm. You know, manifesting, you know, your soul's dream. And, it's sort of happening. I think we're putting it together into a new clarity. And that's what the book addresses. It's a journey for the reader, but it's really pointing to something that I believe we're all doing at the same time.
And there are many prophecies surrounding the year 2012, which is just around the corner, but especially because the Mayan calendar ends in December of 2012. So many people believe, you know, the world will end, while others believe it's just a shift in consciousness. So what is your take on 2012, and how do you approach this in the book?
Well, certainly it's, you know, the Mayan calendar is a prophecy. It does predict something happening, but it's certainly not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. What it predicts really is what the best scholars are defining as a ninth wave of creation, a wave of unity consciousness that's coming into the planet, that's you know, divinely guided and coming into the planet. It's not going to be imposed. You know, we're going to have to learn to tune into it, but it'll be easier than ever before. I think that's the grand message of the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in writing this book, was there anything that was different for you this time around in comparison to writing the other books in the series?
Well, it you know, it was still a kind of intuitive survey of what was happening out there. The internet certainly makes it a lot easier to see what people are talking about, what
sure.
the conclusions are. But what was really very apparent in you know, the last couple of years is that we're learning to live at a spiritual level, you know, and what that means really is sustaining a deeper flow of the amazing events and amazing sort of miracles that come from really living the spiritual life. And it you know, what we're doing, all of us, I think, is really learning to sustain synchronicity, this flow of, you know, mysterious coincidences that open doors for us, that bring information at just the right time. And the way we're doing that is that we really are coming back to personal authenticity and integrity, which means we're learning to center ourselves in the truth of what who we are, what we're doing, what our dreams are, and really learning to tell that truth to others in a more honest way. So as we know, the truth sets you free. So in this adventure, it's really is a discovery of the power of centering in your own life as it unfolds and what can happen once one begins to do that.
Well, thank you, James. We're talking all about living your spiritual truth today with James Redfield, author of the Celestine series of books, his latest being The 12th Insight, The Hour of Decision. That's what we're talking about today. Later in the show, we will be giving away three of these incredible books. So we're going to go to a quick break right now. Stay tuned. We look forward to speaking to James more.
Waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McClain, and I have James Redfield, author of the Celestine series of books, joining me today on the show. We're discussing his latest book called The 12th Insight, The Hour of Decision. Just an amazing, amazing book that just came out 2 days ago. They're already flying off the shelves. You will want to get your copy. So if you want to find out more about this book or even the series itself, maybe you haven't read the previous Celestine books, you can go to James's website, which is www.celestinevision.com, and I'll spell that for you, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N-E vision.com. And he also has a website for this new book itself. It is the 12thinsight.com. So you can go there and check that out. Now, James, just before the break there, you mentioned a little bit about synchronicity, and certainly that's a strong theme throughout the whole series, you know, recognizing synchronicity in our lives and even coming to expect it on a daily basis in our lives. And most importantly, maybe in this book, about learning how to sustain it. And I think the sustaining can be difficult because, well, we're so busy in life. So how can we come to sustain synchronicity?
Well, it's all begun by really coming back to an authentic center in your own life. You know, take enough time to really center yourself, do some meditation. Think about your life as though you are the star of your own movie, and see how things start to come together. What we're looking for, I believe, is to be able to talk to people about who we are and what we're doing without being shy about it, without having to, enhance it or embellish it in any way. You're just being sincere, authentic, talking to people that you cross paths with, and that opens up something metaphysical in your life. And what it does is it allows you to stay in a flow. If there's something, some mysterious coincidence happens, and you meet someone, or you think to call an old friend, or you have a hunch, a feeling that it's time to go by the bookstore, whatever it is. If you authentically stay with that, so if somebody says, well, what are you up to? And you say, don't say, oh, nothing. Say, I just had a hunch I'm going to go to the bookstore. And then that person may turn around and be just as authentic back to you and say, I had an experience similar to that yesterday. And you know how those conversations go from small talk to large talk, to deep talk. That's what we're learning to do. And it's something about staying in your own truth of the, this magical flow of your life, and be open to these synchronicities. Expect them every morning. Put a note on the mirror that says, "Expect the first synchronicity." And that's what the journey that is this book will. Reveal, because I think again that's what we're learning to do out there. That's the great aha of this time period.
And so being truthful to who you are and exploring and communicating that, and yet people wear masks, for whatever reason. Maybe they're afraid of being judged, or maybe they think they won't be respected, or maybe they're a little shy. Maybe they don't think they'll be as effective at work. Or maybe even they've come to be so many things to different people that they've lost that truth of who they really are. So you mentioned meditation. What are some of the other things they can do to just turn that around and begin living from a more centered and truthful place? I think one of the things you mentioned in the book, too, was about slowing down time.
Yes. It's a zone that we get into when we start to live in a centered truth. And remember, the movie analogy is really a good one. You can center yourself in the center of your unfolding movie. And there's something about doing that allows you to become more authentic. And once you become more authentic, then it's easier to remember what you're doing, and it's easier to expect some interesting synchronicity to happen that day or that moment. Or, and the more, most people, if they just think back to the first time they read the Celestine Prophecy, where there was, they're in this journey about synchronicity, mysterious coincidence, deeper conversation. There's something about, what everybody says is, well, when I was reading the book, I was thinking about that. And when I was thinking about that, it happened more in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key. Expect it. Expect the synchronicity. and remember what it is you're doing, what this magical flow is. Now, it's a, you know, you have to get your sea legs and not let a skeptic knock you out of it, you know, and that the book is very much about how to deal with that. And get to a point where by living authentically and very truthfully, you change the kind of karmic reaction that you set up in the universe. The universe, we all know karma works. You know, what goes around comes around. If you, recent poll, you know, 80% of the people say, yes, there is a karmic element to life, you know. And what we're learning in terms of really living a new spirituality is to stay in the centered, movie unfolding, expect synchronicity. And what happens is that we begin to have more and more synchronicity. And if we begin to see that the more truth we tell, honestly, and then the more we're thinking of, not just of how a person can be synchronistic or create a synchronicity for us, but how we can be of service to another. You know, if we get an intuition of something that person needs, it seems to say to that person, follow that intuition. Find a way to say that in a loving, helpful way. And you set a kind of, it turns a key in the universe where if you're telling the truth in service to other people, guess who you attract into your life? You attract into your life other people who tell you the truth so that you, you know, you discover things and opportunities and information, and they are being of service. So your projects unfold easier because people help you, come from nowhere to help you. That's the thing, that's this new lived spirituality that I believe we're discovering right now.
And so would you say that's that leads to building a sense of community?
Well, the more people who are doing this, the more we attract people who are doing the same thing into our lives. And it, you know, there's another karmic response in the universe, and that is, this can be proved to oneself. You know, the whole book is built around prove this starts to yourself, because this is a new way to live spiritually, a clarity about living spiritually. Again, I'm not making this up. I'm just reporting what I think people are discovering just by looking at the new books, the movies, the chatter on the internet about spirituality. And you see that this is what happens. The more we stay in truth, you know, the old adage, if you're honorable over little, you're given more. You know, it's a scripture. Every religious tradition has some version of that scripture because it is a law in the universe. So the more we speak the truth, the more we have a greater clarity about what that truth is and how to apply it to helping other people, to being of service in the world, the larger our movie becomes, so that we find ourselves in the same in the right place to make a difference in someone's lives, to make, you know, and to have people be there to make a difference in our lives. So it becomes a new standard or way of conduct, but it's a higher consciousness, and a higher consciousness is contagious. So just by living this way, we set a template so that it's easier for other people who aren't living that way to move into this space. You know, for instance, if you have a job where you have to sort of bend the truth to make the sale, or if your habit is to somehow try to manipulate other people's opinions so they, because you think they, you know, you want them to think well of you, any distortion of the truth creates another kind of karmic response. And it's, there's a lot of people that have this experience. What you do is you draw into your life people that act and are inauthentic in the same way that you are, not as punishment, but as a kind of lesson, so that you can see, you know, how what you do distorts and hurts, and so therefore can motivate you to move into more of a direct truth telling and a kind of radical truth telling. And then, of course, in a blink of an eye, all you have to do is just commit to that, and the karmic, you know, you turn a little switch so that the karmic response in your life is completely different. You know, suddenly you're helping others and people are coming into your life to help you.
I love that, radical truth-telling. One of the analogies I'd heard before that I always kind of revert back to and think of is, you know, it's kind of like we're a mirror, and we've broken into these little pieces, and we've given everybody a chunk of this mirror, and everyone who comes to us shows us a reflection of ourselves. So everyone we kind of attract as a reflection of who we are and where we're at. And I think that's right. Exactly what you were saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a real metaphysical response. But what the clarity for today is that we know how to turn the key on this world, so that if we are truthful in service, trying to be helpful to other people, what happens is that we suddenly turn karma around in our lives, so that our lives literally go better. Because as soon as we sustain that for any length of time, we begin to draw in helpful people for us and for our goals.
Some inspirational words today from our guest, James Redfield, best-selling author of Celestine Prophecy. We still have 3 copies of this phenomenal book to give away, so make sure to stick around and find out how you can get your copy. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McLean, and I have James Redfield with me today discussing his latest book, The 12th Insight, The Hour of Decision. And this book was released only 2 days ago. Already people are buying it. People are talking about it. People are chatting about it on Twitter, on Facebook, all over the place. The 12th Insight is a beautiful book in this series, and I highly recommend that you purchase it today. If you want to find out more about it, you can visit the website. It's www.the12thinsight.com, or you can visit James's other site, www.celestinevision.com. And just during the break there, me and James were having an interesting conversation about nature, because I kind of felt like nature in itself has been a theme of sorts in the series as well, because the hero is always trekking through some beautiful natural place, and this is where he comes to realize many of the spiritual truths. So James, maybe you can elaborate on that. How important do you feel connecting with nature is to our awakening?
Well, you know, nature is the natural cathedral out there, you know, and especially particular places in nature. You know, the book is set partially in Sedona, Arizona. Everyone who knows that little area, that magical place, you know, it's kind of a laboratory for synchronicity and heightened intuition, and just by being in the place, it all goes up. You know, you can sort of sample what a really centered, lived spiritual consciousness is like, because just by being there. But it, you know, the animals. You know, the native peoples all over the world, you know, have a way of interpreting as very synchronistic the animals that show up at a particular time in their lives, mm-hmm. Especially crows, eagles, coyotes, and it's we have to go find a wilderness area to see some of them, but even songbirds, the way they come and interesting, I'll tell you this one little story. As I was writing this past summer, I was having, I really needed to meet the deadline, I really needed to get up about 4 a.m. or, way before dark. I was trying to get myself up in the mornings to really, to work early in the morning, and I had trouble at first, and this red tangier came to the window in our bedroom and would chirp and sing, you know, about exactly the time I needed to get up, and would just insist that I get up. And that had never happened before. In fact, that particular bird we'd never even seen before. Suddenly,
isn't that something?
This bird helped me, change my clock around where I could really get up early and get more done in a day. So, once we open up to it and watch for the signs, you know, you can see all kinds of interesting synchronicities that start to appear in life.
Yeah, for me, it's been birds as well. Different birds show up for different things. And if I've been worrying about something and a blue jay shows up, then I know it's a sign that things are okay. So, yeah, interesting. But if you start to notice these things and notice patterns, there's a lot of information that you can actually gather from that. Now, another area I want to discuss a little bit about is actually about health. And
yeah,
we're kind of talking about the unseen, but what about, you know, taking care of our physical bodies? I mean, we're seeing a lot of cancer these days, a lot of heart disease. And in general, I think the Western world is seen as unhealthy compared to the Eastern. So what do you make of that?
Well, it's wherever food is commercialized that you find unhealthy people. So, you know, what's going on, especially in, as you say, the Western countries, is that, there's a growing battle over selling us food that tastes better. You know, the food companies are in a competition to make foods taste better, and what they're adding is glutamates. Which, anybody can Google, and a glutamate is a taste enhancer. It has no taste in of itself, but it is added to really bad ingredients in order to make our brains, as soon as it touches our mouths, our brains, there's glutamate receptors all over our body, but especially in our mouths, so that instantly these chemicals hit those receptors and send the brain a signal that it gives it a kind of euphoric yumminess, you know, anything, even if it's really bad food. So anything packaged, anything you see ingredients in, even if they seem benign, like soy protein or natural flavorings or, what these are manufactured chemical taste enhancers. And, there are medical doctors now, researchers are really proving that's what is behind the obesity epidemic, the epidemics in arthritis and lupus and autoimmune diseases and diabetes and heart disease, because what happens is that these glutamates also inflame the brain, inflame all the different organs, so that we have these running inflammation going on in our bodies. And so it's totally covered up, and there's plenty of research out there. But, one of the reasons that we're starting to live at a different spiritual level is that we're appalled at levels of corruption and untruth and lack of integrity all around us. And that's not to be in any way negative. It's just, the truth.
Yeah.
But it's responsible for the backlash now, where we're saying enough is enough. You know, politics is so corrupt. You know, big business is so corrupt. Professional practices have now degenerated into, who can avoid fulfilling the contract, a contract the quickest. So
yeah.
It is a slide that people everywhere are turning around and saying no to it. And what it's doing is centering us again in a commitment to live an authentic, truthful life. And that is among these other integrations that we're having, key to this whole 12th insight renaissance that's happening out there. So again, what you see worldwide, what you see in calls for a return to integrity, that's just vintage 12th insight stuff. And all together, all of us out there, we're starting to discover this new, deeper experience that's really what the prophets have always been pointing to.
And so do you think with these difficulties in the world, in terms of all the things you mentioned, like the political unrest, just look at what's happening in Egypt, or even the financial crisis that's going on, do you think all of this is in some way necessary to lead us to a greater awakening?
I don't know that it was necessary. I doubt it. It's just a kind of two before effect where it's waking us up to seek another way of life that's more spiritual, more authentic. And again, all these intuitions we have that there's a secret, the manifestation of the soul's desire, that there's a law of attraction if we just knew exactly what was all involved with that. Well, I think we're learning how to do it. And I'm excited as I can be about it, because it's a clarity that I believe, again, that we're all coming to. Marianne Williamson, a few years back wrote a book called The Age of Miracles. That's what it is. That was a 12th Insight book, in my opinion. You know, there are other 12th Insight books coming out. But I think what we're doing is just getting a clarity about how we make these individual changes. And the amazing thing, in my view, is that it's not very complex. You know, it's just an insight into doing the basic things that it takes to turn on this miracle universe in our lives. And I don't want to, you know, if that sounds too easy, then I'm sorry. But at the basic level of this clarity that's coming in, I think it is easy. It's designed to be easy. Life is not supposed to be as hard as it is. We have help, and we're tuning in to how to actualize that help right now.
Well, we're going to go to another break. You're listening to Everyday Miracles. When we come back, more with James Redfield talking about getting clear in this beautiful age of miracles in front of us. And again, we're going to be giving away 3 copies of The 12th Insight when we return. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McLean, and I'm joined by my special guest today, James Redfield. If you want to read some excerpts from James's latest book and learn more about it, it's called The 12th Insight. You can visit his website, www.thetwelfthinsight.com. A lot of great information there. And James, I believe you're going on the road on a book tour fairly soon, correct?
Yes, I am. I've In fact, I'm in New York now and for the opening, and then I'll be going to Austin and Denver. I'll be at the Tattered Cover bookstore. Then from there to Portland and Seattle and Chicago and Carmel for a time.
Wow.
And so it's going to be very interesting. You know, I'd love to get out there and talk about this 12th insight phenomenon that I believe very much is happening.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about children, because, you know, children are so very honest, and we really can learn so much from them, can't we? And in terms of raising children, do you recommend talking about things like synchronicity and becoming aware of energy and how they feel, or is there an age that is appropriate to do that?
Well, I think, you know, you make it a game at the earliest ages. You know, you just make a game about, you know, how do you feel? Is this fun? How does it feel to run in the grass? And, you know, early on, and then you know, the rest you model. You know, the children do what you do, not particularly just what you say.
That's
so
right.
They reflect back. If they see you meditating, then sooner or later they're going to want to know what that is and how to do it. But the most important thing, in my view, to create spiritual awareness in children is to tell them the truth about it. And that means as soon as they begin to ask questions, you know, they'll listen, and as soon as they can understand, they'll see, well, why are you so excited about this synchronicity that just happened, you know, that opened the door for your project or career or whatever it might have done? You know, you just tell them that, you know, that God gives us gifts and helps us in life. And it's important to be open to that. And then, you know, the older they get, the more you can get into the details of how attitude is all important. And then pretty soon they're sharing, you know, come back from school and talk about a synchronicity that they have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just, I guess, getting them outside a lot and connecting with nature would be an important part, too. And in some ways, maybe education's getting better, but it's still, you know, obviously very logic-based, very left brain. So I think anything we can do to stimulate that, the right side of the brain, for us adults, too, for all of us, is so important to our development and our awareness.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, we live in a very mysterious, awesome universe. And, you know, it's, you know, we can find that place of connection where we can appreciate all the beauty and the positive aspects of this universe. And you know, and we just have to stay in that place. You know, there's a part of the story in the 12th insight has to do with finding that connection in a world that where there's so much fear and so much alienation out there, and so much blaming other people, dehumanizing one's political opponents, and, you know, ideological lying that's going on, politics and religion, and you know, it can bring you down, but mm-hmm. You know, it's really just a challenge to come to find that place where we're happy. We don't wait till there's a reason to be happy. We're happy because we're connecting with a greater part of ourselves that's divine. And we go to that place. We go back to that place. And it's that love and sense of well-being that we can find no matter what the circumstances, are. That really makes the biggest difference in our lives. It allows us to slow down and be contemplative about what's going on, who we are in terms of our soul's desire, and really paying attention to that soul's desire. You know, the universe is set up for our best dreams to come true, our soul dreams to come true. It doesn't you know, it, our ego has its own set of dreams that always have to wait. They have to, you know, the ego has to be subsumed into the soul's dream. And of course, that's a big part of the sea change, this different approach to life that is the 12th insight.
Now, the 12th insight, this is the last of the series, isn't it?
Well, it is. I think it is. You know,
yeah.
I just think that because it's the integration, you know, the bringing spirituality down to the area where we change the way we live dramatically and turn on the miracle aspect of the world. I think this is some way a kind of final insight after which. You know, we will put this into action. And what I believe will happen, and I'll write about this, but what I think is going to happen is a great wave of whistleblowing and the exposure of corrupt practices in every institution, every business, all of government, all over the world. You know, what motivated these kids in Egypt was the level of corruption. Mm-hmm. That they saw in their government. It wasn't transparent. It wasn't democratic. It was all crony relationships from the top all the way down, where people had special advantages economically. And you know, this was an idealistic outburst is what happened, you know, and I think it's right out of the, you know, what the Mayan calendar is predicting, you know, what so many other prophets saw happening. And it's that listening, that soul's urge, and being courageous enough to realize, hey, I'm in the position, do something about it. And then a couple of people that had big Twitter lists said, you know, this is getting out of hand. Let's do something about it. Let's meet in the square. And 250,000 people showed up. You know, the word got passed. I mean, that's truly how this happened. Now, there are other factions trying to take advantage of it now. But that's how it happened. That's exactly how it began. And, you know, these are kind of, you're seeing more and more expressions of let's end corruption. Let's change our government for the better. And certainly in the Western countries, there's so many things. You know, the framework is there for democracy, but there's so many, in terms of business practices and governmental practices and the corruption and all of, you know, in science and food and everywhere else. A lot needs to be improved by heroes who find themselves just in the right place to blow the whistle or to be an example of something better. And that's what I mean by this. This is contagious to the degree that, you know, if we get in this and if we see ourselves as holding the truth of this, it's contagious. And remember, there's only, what do they say? There's only five people between you and anybody in the world you want to connect with.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
But if we're living a contagion, then we can influence one person and then the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth, and somewhere we get down to somebody that, you know, is the worried neighbor about someone who, some kid that's thinking of strapping a bomb to their chest, you know, and exploding it, and they know about that. And if that person can be connected with us, you know, with us, then they'll find a way to reach that person, you know? Every person who's alienated and about to be violent, there's someone who knows it's about to happen. And the contagion that from just enough of us living this way can reach people everywhere that can then find the courage and the way to reach people everywhere that are in fear and anger. And that's the only way we can save the world. You can't send an army to save it. You can't do it any other way.
But that's right.
The good news, you know, is that we're getting it. We're understanding that. right now.
Well, thank you so much, James. Sorry, we're just coming to the end of the show, but I wanted to thank you for sharing this phenomenal book and your insights with us. Thank you so much.
Well, let's do it again sometime.
It sounds great. And we are going to give away 3 copies of The 12th Insight to 3 lucky listeners. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Thanks again, James. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another Everyday Miracles. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.